Let's look at what's going on in the European and local elections here. Polling stations around the country have been open since seven. People casting their votes in the local elections, the European elections. They're also voting on the divorce referendum. And in Limerick, Cork and Waterford, there are plebiscites going ahead on directly elected mayors. So let's begin with the picture from our correspondents around the country before I talk to you again, Paul. Pascal Sheehy in Cork, what's the picture there?
Anya, the Ireland South constituency is substantially bigger for this election than it was for the last European elections in 2014. It also has 50% more candidates fighting for the five seats here, a total of 23 names being put before the electorate, and that has led to a not insubstantial ballot paper of 25 inches or two-thirds of a metre for voters to consider. Even before they come to local election ballot papers and votes on divorce and directly elected mayors for those who are voting in Cork, Waterford and Limerick. The turnout appears to be mirroring that of the last Euro elections in 2014 across the constituency, perhaps even substantially ahead of 2014 in some areas like Kenmare, Kilgarvan and Lorach in South Kerry, Tulla in County Clare and Tullamore in County Offaly, where it's up to 16 or 17% this lunchtime. Elsewhere, turnout had exceeded 10% and was heading into healthy double-figure territory by noon, and certainly so by 1 o'clock. The weather here is balmy, a balmy 17 degrees in sunshine in Kerry and up along the west coast, but it gets greyer with threatening drizzle or rain towards the east. However, the weather is unlikely to be a factor because at all times it's benign enough for people to get out and vote. At the moment, though, the only issue appears to be the length and complexity of that ballot paper for voters to grapple with in the Euro elections in Ireland South. Anya.
Pascal, thank you very much indeed. And Pat McGrath is going to fill us in now on how voting is going ahead in Midlands Northwest.
Well, across the 13 counties, the general picture, Anya, is turnout around the 10 to 12% mark, slightly higher in certain parts of the constituency. Leitrim running at about 20%, in Mullingar in Westmeath 15%, and in urban areas in Longford Town and surrounds at 17%. In Sligo, a short time ago, in the urban boxes in Sligo Town, it was around 20%. And generally, the thrust of it is around 10 to 12% everywhere else, apart from County Mayo, where a community initiative to encourage people to cast their ballots around Lewisburg has resulted in a 30% turnout around Lecanvey and Murrisk, and 40% at Lewisburg after 5 hours of polling at 12 o'clock. They were using a vote before noon hashtag on social media to encourage people to take part in the democratic process. They did it in 2016 and it was hugely successful, and they're repeating it again right now. Just to refer to the length of the ballot papers, which Pascal spoke about a couple of moments ago, that is causing some problems here because the 17 candidates in the constituency leads to a long ballot paper, and if it's folded too many times, it's difficult to get into the ballot boxes. In Dunmore, count staff are using rulers to get it into the ballot boxes, and this is going to have knock-on consequences tomorrow morning when boxes are open in count centres around the country, when the votes are being segregated, because count staff are going to have to unfold all these ballot papers. So if it's folded three times, it's easy to unfold because you only have to do three movements, but if it's folded six times, you can do the maths and extrapolate that out over thousands and thousands and thousands of ballot papers. So it could lead to some delays as the process continues over the next 24 to 36 hours.
Pat, thank you, and let's catch up with what's happening in the Dublin constituency with our correspondent John Kilrain.
Well, in contrast to the other constituencies, Dublin is very compact. There's 1 million people in Dublin City and County. But so far, the turnout has been rather slow, and the estimates we're being given are remarkably similar to those for the presidential election last year, which resulted in a relatively low turnout of 41%. Overall, in Dublin County, we're getting 13% by noon, nowhere over 20%. In Glastuil and Blackrock in South County Dublin, they were the highest at 18 and 17% respectively. But the lows are very low. In Mulholland, it was 7% turnout by noon. In Lucan, 8%. And in the city areas as well, some very low turnout. Smithfield 7% and Ballymun 7% as well. Rising up to 14% in Clontarf and 15% in Lark Hill. But just for comparison, in the abortion referendum, many areas were reporting 18 to 22% by 11 a.m., which would be 1 hour earlier.
John, thank you very much indeed. And Paul, just to fill us in, of course, remind anyone who hasn't voted yet, polls open until 10 o'clock. Remember to bring ID.
Exactly. The polls will stay open until 10 o'clock right across the country. And we'd expect a big rush between 5 and 8 o'clock. So maybe if you want to leave it a little bit later, you won't have to queue. Do bring identification. If you have your polling card, bring it with you. But on the ID front, you have to bring it because you could be asked for it. And then just if you happen to be a party supporter, you're not supposed to be wearing your paraphernalia inside when you go to vote.
And those hugely long ballot papers, not going to be a quick count by the sounds of it anywhere.
We could be around for quite some time, I think. There's going to be a huge interest in it. I mean, I thought it was somewhat encouraging, just picking up from John Kilrain's point, where he said the projected turnout was around 41%. In Dublin, 2014, it was 43%. There had been some concern with a lacklustre campaign that it could drop into the 30s, which would be a big worry. So maybe if there's a big rush towards dinner time, that will increase the numbers. But obviously,
absolutely,
if people are out there and they're listening,
and
go out and vote. Lucan in Dublin, 8%. Lewisburg, 40%. Just shows what a community can do.
Excellent. All right, Paul. Thank you very much indeed. We'll be talking more about Brexit from a European perspective and from London after this break.